Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, who's serving as a missionary in Durres. Father Cost's preaching is entitled, They Are Not a Nuisance.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then little children were being brought to him in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them, but Jesus said, Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs. And he laid his hands on them and went on his way. This is the word of the Lord. I love this short and simple story that spells out Christ's love for small children, although I like Mark's rendition better. When Jesus saw the disciples rebuking those who brought their children for him to lay his hands on them and pray, he told them, Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. We usually read this selection all by itself as a complete story. However, if we read it in context, we will see that it has a more profound meaning than a show of love of Jesus towards small children. Matthew and Mark tell the short story as if sandwiched between two other stories. One, a question about divorce, and another about how to inherit eternal life. Just before this story, both Matthew and Mark report about Christ's teaching on divorce. Some Pharisees ask Jesus, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause? He answered them, What did Moses command you? They said, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her. But Jesus said to them, Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. What God has joined together, let no one separate. Luke also reports something in this line of thought before his rendition of today's gospel. He presents the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The one wasted his time boasting before God about how good he was, as if God was indebted to him. And the other, who acknowledged his sinfulness and asked for God's mercy and obtained it, returning to his home justified. Jesus said, All who humble themselves will be exalted. Just after the story of the blessing of the children, Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell us the same story about the rich young man who asked Jesus about what to do to inherit eternal life. Eternal life is an inheritance, a gift, and the only thing one can do is to live like a true daughter, like a true son. Jesus did not tell the young man how to inherit eternal life, but proposed to him to follow in his way by selling all his belongings and give them to the poor in order to be wholly dependent on God's love and providence. The young man was good. And Mark tells us that Jesus, looking upon him, loved him. But he was unable to let go of his possessions, and he could not accept Christ's invitation, and went away sad. And Jesus said to his disciples, It will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Mark tells us that Jesus was indignant at the way the disciples rebuked those who were bringing their children to Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. Why is it that the tax collector, a sinner, was justified, and not the Pharisee who kept the law? Why is it that Jesus declared hard-hearted those who wanted divorce for any reason. And Jesus told them, let no one separate what God has joined together. Why is it that the kingdom of God belongs to children, and they shall enter it? It is not a question of being a child, for children grow and become adults and have to make important choices about following or not Christ's way of life. In truth, Jesus said that those who receive the kingdom of God like a child, these will enter it. How can we be childlike in order to enter the kingdom of heaven? Once Jesus told his disciples, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble, like this child, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Are children humble? Not necessarily, but they know their limits. They know they need the support of their parents, their family, and that they could not live on their belongings, for they have none. And children had no status in the culture of Christ's time. Children are always asking why, for they want to learn, and they are not ready to follow blindly whoever comes their way. They use their brains. So Jesus does not ask us to be childish, but to be childlike. Those who wanted divorce for any reason were not childlike. The Pharisee was not childlike, for he was keen to show himself better than the tax collector. Nor the rich young man was, who was so attached to his wealth. The tax collector knew that he needed God's forgiveness, and he asked for it and got it. At times the disciples too were on the verge of losing their way, for without knowing it, they were preventing children and those who brought them, who were childlike, from coming to Jesus. They were working against Christ's will, and he was indignant at their behavior, for they saw themselves as defenders of their master, and not as facilitators for people to meet their Savior, and they found themselves working against what Jesus Christ stood for. They had forgotten that Jesus was friends with sinners, the poor, the sick, and that he wanted the children to come to him, for they were not a nuisance.